This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Camille? Camille, where are you?
It's happening again.
Get down, the weapon, here it comes. Camille, my dear, we're okay.
What's happened? Was that the blast? Was that the blast that killed me?
The blast that killed you? My dear, you're alive. Time to get up and face a new day.
Doctor, did the weapon misfire?
I'm not sure. Sabotage, perhaps?
There was time distortion. Did you feel it?
Yes, I did. It must have traveled back in time and... Oh no, wait a minute.
You don't think that was the weapon that actually caused this destruction in the first place?
I'd say it's a distinct possibility. Hang on a moment. How can you sense time distortion?
Doctor?
Hmm?
I don't know, but I suddenly feel a lot better.
Wonderful.
And I remembered something.
What's that?
My name is definitely not Camille.
Doctor Who, War Torn, written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz, Part 4.
Launch in 5 minutes.
Irina, no! Listen, that weapon mustn't be launched. You have to...
Don't you understand? It's payback for what they did to us, Gray. No more, no less.
Believe it or not, I understand your desire for revenge. But temporal technology isn't something to be taken lightly.
That's why I wanted you on the project in the first place. What better way to win the weapons race than with a Draymond weapons specialist? Or so I thought. But you're a liar. You're a Time Lord.
Why is everything black and white with you? The Draymonds and the Treasures aren't the only civilizations in the universe. They're not even the only civilizations on Aniron.
Other races? Oh, please, what are you talking about?
What of the Mauls? The Tibaru? When the Anzani clones of the Decima system were released from servitude 25 years ago, the TCA granted them the island of Aldan to settle on.
What?
Meaningless propaganda. Don't listen to this nonsense, Irina.
There are people on this planet that you didn't even realize were there, and you're willing to sacrifice them all.
There they are!
What the heck is going on? That wasn't even a blast.
The weapon. It's traveling backwards through time.
Backwards through time? To when?
I'd be willing to guess about 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
That was when the Draymond's first attack was launched against the Trajes.
But the Draymond's didn't strike first. The Trajes did.
Why else would Garcia and his men hate them so much? They attacked unprovoked. Wait a minute. What if this was the Draymond's first strike?
Exactly. Everyone, into the TARDIS. We have to stop Garcia from launching that second weapon.
You say you're a Time Lord when everyone knows they're a myth. What is a Time Lord, then?
Let's just say that time and history are our business.
Are you seriously trying to convince us that the Time Lords are some celestial police force?
Launch in 4 minutes.
Well, that's really not a bad way of putting it. At least where the particular division I work for are concerned.
You're absolutely barking mad.
Yes, I suppose I could be. I wish I were. At least I would know that I didn't botch this mission so badly.
Mission?
My people don't care what the Drymans and the Trajans do to each other. But developing and deploying temporal weapons cannot be allowed. Do you even understand the implications of what can happen with the use of these sorts of weapons?
For the sake of argument, let's assume that you are what you say you are, a Time Lord. What gives your race the right to decide what the people of Anoron can or cannot do? Or what types of weapons we choose to develop?
You simply cannot grasp it, can you? If we allow an underdeveloped world such as Anoron to develop and use such dangerous weapons, it would be like finding a gun in the hand of a child. Would you simply let that child wreak havoc with something it is incapable of truly understanding? Or would you take steps to protect that child and the world around it?
By taking the weapon out of the hands of the child. I believe her. She's telling the truth, Christoph.
But... Look, we're not talking about a child. Anoron is an advanced civilization.
Can't you see that on a universal scale, you Trajans and Drymans are in your infancy?
Look, we're fighting for our very survival here. We only want to defend ourselves. We have a right to defend ourselves, to survive.
And I am here to defend all of time. Do you even understand what sort of responsibility that is? Can you even grasp the scope of it?
I don't care about the rest of the universe, or the rest of time. I just care about my people.
And that's precisely why I have to stop you from deploying your weapon.
Camille, what are you doing?
Well, I just thought that while you're getting us back to Draymond Central, someone could be tracking the Time Weapon's flight path.
Oh. And?
2 years ago, relative time. No spatial shift.
Granite.
So it's true. The effects of the weapon that Garcia just launched travelled back 2 years and struck the Trajans. No wonder they retaliated like they did.
And that would explain why we thought we were attacked first.
Time doesn't take too kindly to getting messed about with, and I can't say that I blame it.
I didn't understand the readings then, but they became clearer over time. A disconnect as varied as the one my colleagues detected could only be caused by a temporal weapon discharging across multiple time zones. Do you know what that means?
You mean this weapon is the one that hit us last year?
By Rassilon, no! Do you really think I would let that happen?
Well, I...
But that's not important, don't you see? There's no way to know what the effects will be. My people can't even predict that.
Launch in 3 seconds.
What's happening?
Time distortion. I thought those countdown announcements were inaccurate.
But the launch hasn't happened yet.
Something's breaking through the time barrier. The time winds. Rassilon, save me.
Ah! The time winds scourging me, burning! Burning, help me!
I want to know who the saboteur is immediately. Send Victor's recovery team to the lines to survey the damage.
He won't have time to get there before the second weapon's scheduled launch time.
Shit. Recall my previous order.
Yes, sir.
Garcia, you must stop this.
Ah, Doctor, in a few minutes, you and your traitorous friends will be the only Trajans left.
The Trajans are already gone.
Did you hear that, men? We're victorious!
No! You bloody well aren't victorious, Garcia, you fool!
Henry!
Sir!
Please escort this young lady back to her cell.
Yes, sir.
The Trade Scourge may finally be wiped off the face of Aniron, but it doesn't mean I can't have a little fun.
Garcia, we don't have time for this!
Camille! Let her go!
You've all been thorns in my sides for too long!
Amara, Dr. Camilla, get down!
Doctor!
Everything's okay, my dear.
Stop the countdown.
Never!
Stop the countdown now.
Why should I?
You've already won, and you've already lost, don't you see? Both sides are right, and you're both wrong.
What in Kalo's name are you talking about?
That first weapon you launched traveled backwards in time and struck the Trade Bunker 2 years ago.
So we were victorious after all.
The Trajans were retaliating. It wasn't an unprovoked strike.
Never! How do you know this?
We were able to track the path of the first weapon back through time. This is why you have to stop this countdown.
The traitors were retaliating, but they weren't completely destroyed by your weapon.
That's right. And wait a minute. What did you say?
They had already attacked with conventional weapons and were attempting to launch their temporal device when it happened. There was feedback. It caused the rest of the Trajans to age hundreds of years in a matter of seconds.
Let me get this straight. The Draymans activate their first weapon, strikes the Trage Dome 2 years previous. They think the strike is completely unprovoked.
Right! A year later, when the Trajans have developed a temporal weapon of their own, they launch a strike, which the Draymans think is unprovoked, which leads them to build a temporal weapon themselves.
You're caught in a vicious paradox.
So what'll happen if the Draymans are allowed to launch their second weapon?
Julian, lad, I don't intend to let that happen. Garcia?
Very well.
But how did you know all that?
That's easy. I was there.
This is Colonel Garcia. Abort countdown. I repeat, abort countdown. Launch immediately!
What? Fool, Garcia.
No, not again!
Quick, everyone into the TARDIS. Lieutenant, bring the Colonel. He's going to have to answer to the High Council of Time Lords for this.
Gray! Medic! We need a medic in here! What's happening? By Kala, what have we done? She's been burned.
How?
By us. We did it. Our weapons race.
Launch in 1 minute.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I don't fully understand it all either, and I'm not even sure I believe it. But if we survive this, it's over, Christoph. No one deserves to die like that.
Irina.
She's still alive.
Launch in 30 seconds.
Gray, I'm so sorry. Why are you affected when no one else is?
Irina, I'm time sensitive. Sensitive to time itself.
Is there anything I can do?
My coat left inside pocket. My team's identikits. And mine too. Please make sure they get back to my home planet. Somehow.
Is it me, or is she starting to glow?
It was true. It was all true. She is a Time Lord.
You can't be serious.
Launch in 10.
Do you feel that?
9.
Feels like the gust of wind
8,
right through my chest.
7.
Your whole midsection looks ashen.
Christoph, your hands. They're decaying.
6, 5, 4.
My legs.
Launch in 3.
I can't stay balanced. Christoph!
Arena!
It's over. Where am I? Come to think of it, who am I? Regeneration. Is this it? Yes, I think so. Oh, I'm sore. New muscles are supposed to take a while to settle into. I seem a bit shorter than I remember. I wonder what my new body looks like. Blast it, red hair! What am I going to do with red hair? These trousers are a bit too long. Shirt a bit too tight. Why am I surrounded by... Ugh! Decomposed corpses! Hey, what are those? If I can just pull these from the fingers of this one... Ugh, now that is disgusting. Ident cards?
I wonder if I'm in there somewhere. They're all burnt beyond recognition, except this one. Camille.
Camille, activate the temporal field stabilizers, please.
Yes, Doctor.
What have you done?
Amara, scanner. Colonel, take a look at what you've done.
My men, they're aging.
I'm going to attempt to stop the effects of the weapon. But not for your sake, Garcia. I'm doing it for the sake of the rest of the planet. And the other species that you feel the need to ignore if they don't exist. The people that you've jeopardized haven't asked to be part of your war.
My men. No! A good leader should die in the field of battle with his soldiers!
Garcia, don't! You'll be killed!
On the scanner! Look! Garcia is aging just like his soldiers did!
He's dead.
Close the doors, please, Julian. The red one in front of you.
Is there still time to save the rest of the planet, Doctor? Can we enclose the Paradox within a gravity bubble?
That's certainly worth a try. First, let's survey the damage from above.
We're locked in geostationary orbit around... Doctor... Aneron's gone.
Oh, time. In thine passing, civilizations fall. In thine breathing, emperors stall. In thine losing, the new destiny's call. All in the wink of an eye.
What happened?
Time's fixed the paradox on its own.
I don't know.
By destroying Aneron?
More than that, lad. It seems Aneron never existed.
But my family?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry, Julian.
May the Marls and the Tiberiu forgive us as well.
They'll have never existed to do so. The Inzani will probably just be sent elsewhere. Sorry, that was rather convoluted.
I think we all know what you mean.
Thank you, Camille.
You're quite welcome, Doctor.
Well, there are many questions yet to be answered. And I fully intend to find out who gave temporal technology to Aneron in the first place.
Eh, Doctor?
According to the TARDIS files, they were still several thousand years away from breaking through the fourth dimension.
And it was to be the Tiberiu who were meant to be the dominant race on Aneron, not the Draemans or Trages.
You're awfully aware of future events.
Let's just say... that I've worked to develop my skills.
So what about you, Lieutenant? Can we drop you somewhere? Trier, perhaps?
Thanks, Doctor. Amara? But no. I have no doubt you'll be successful in your mission to uncover what's happened here. I intend to do some legwork as well. But on my own.
Could you two excuse us for a few moments?
Ah, of course.
Up for a game of chess, Doctor?
Now you're talking. Come along, then. I have a chess set in the lounge.
Please, don't leave, Julian.
Amara, I... Sorry, Amara. Look, I have feelings for you too, of course, but...
But what?
I'm just not ready. It's too soon. My wife and family were Draemen, remember?
But they never really existed.
They did for me. I was just starting to get over their deaths. But now... Now I don't even know how to deal with this.
But...
No, Amara. I'm sorry, love. Look, I'll come back.
Where will you go? How will you go?
I'm far more than I appear to be.
What? I don't understand.
I'm not just a triad. I am far, far more.
You're not a pureblood?
No, it's no good, Amara. I know it could never work, so don't even try and tell me that it could. I must go now, Amara.
But we're in the vortex.
That doesn't matter to me.
But...
I don't need a TARDIS to go where I choose.
You mean you...
I'm Tyskira. I have the power to go wherever I wish.
I don't believe it.
I must go now, Amara.
Wait! Julian!
I will remember you. And someday... we shall meet again. I promise.
Julian!
He's left, then. For what it's worth, I'm sorry, Amara.
Don't worry about it.
Ah, so this is where you got to. I've set up the chessboard. Camille?
Oh, sorry. You can stop calling me that now, actually.
Well, what should we call you then?
Oh, sorry. My name is Gray.
No. Do not reveal yourself to him. You have new orders from CIA High Command. You must go with the Doctor. Watch him. Learn all you can about what is really going on.
Are you all right, my dear?
I'm sorry, Doctor. It must have been the effect from the paradox catching up with me.
Ah. Yes, of course. I believe you were about to tell us your name?
Oh, right. It's Gray. Gray Asters. I'm from Maltosh.
Gray Asters from Maltosh, eh? That's in Isset space, isn't it?
Actually, I'm half Isset.
Ah, that explains your time sensitivity. And your red hair. You know, I knew an Isset once whose hair was so red, people constantly threw cups of water on him in the attempt to put out the fire.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Very funny, Doctor.
Let me see. Ah, yes. Maltosh is not very far from here. We should be able to get you home in no time at all, my dear.
Oh. Well, Doctor, I'm not in too much of a hurry to get home, actually.
So, you'd like to travel with us for a time. Is that right?
If it wouldn't be too much trouble.
Oh, no, no. No trouble at all.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, War Torn, Part 4, written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz, based on an idea by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Sarah Gerard as Camille, Ellie Hirschman as Intercom Announcer 2, Laura Post as Gray, Sally Wiggett as Dr. Irina Rose, Steve Dunlap as Colonel Christoph Wood, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Phil Colvin as Lieutenant Julian Stryker, Jim Barber as Colonel Garcia, with David Ault as Time Lord. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. The incidental music was provided by Stock. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors, the co-producer was Ron Smith, and post-production editing was by Jeff Niles. The script editor, sound designer, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story War Torn was recorded in 2005, completed in 2008, and is owned by Dream Realm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for our next adventure titled The Lost, presented in two parts and available soon from Dream Realm Enterprises and found exclusively at dreamrealmsite.com.